Great meditation. Is that new?
Well, maybe. I didn't do it today, but I didn't know I had it. And it was perfect for today. I have to go through my computer and consolidate all the little
I
goodies.
don't remember hearing it, so maybe it's been a while, but it was perfect, as you said.
Well, thank you. Well, it can't be more than a year old, even if it's not new. It's not really old,
Okay.
but it was perfect for tonight. And rehearsing, visioning, feeling. That's the key. And when we find ourselves, our day going sideways, it's pulling it back together through that love vibration, and we can do it. And the more we practice it, the easier it gets and the quicker we are to do it. And we know what to do when it happens, like getting angry today. I thought, okay, I got to start looking at this because nothing happened to make me angry. Nothing. But there it was, and it was intense. It was an intense feeling. And now it's gone. Thank goodness it's gone. It's gone. Magic's really happy about that too. It's gone. So, do you ladies have any questions about what we've been talking about, or what, moving the energy and sustaining it?
It's just doing it.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Catching it every time, not sometimes.
How are you doing about moving into the love vibration before you get out of bed? Do either one of you work on that in the mornings? Or you got to get up and get going?
I have been, but I think maybe I could probably spend some more time on that, a little, just to give myself more time to like anchor it. I have been trying to make sure I don't get up like I'm just going to choke people today. I've got an issue with it. One of our groups that our chapters, whatever they, that I'm not get, I haven't gotten the data that I need from them in like a year. And it's really there. There's going to be a hearing about it on Friday. And we were joking at our staff meeting. We were talking at the staff meeting about who should actually go to the hearing. And the people who are going, I said, Emily, just look at it this way. Just think of how it would be if I were actually there. Because these people are willful incompetence, doesn't even begin to de describe it. I mean, it's insane.
Okay, so
And
there's a lot of tension in your body when you say that. So what if you infuse them, all those people and the situation with love to where you didn't feel that anymore?
I try. I do try. I'm not good at the quick shift yet.
So give it
I
some more
think,
time. But
yeah.
that's a perfect place for you to practice is
Yeah.
those people. And
They're yeah.
let's see, what's today? Wednesday? Okay, so you got 2 more days.
Yeah.
So focusing on infusing them and the whole situation and everybody that's going with that love until you only feel joy. If you can do that, Kimberly, you can do that on anything.
True. It is true. I'm getting blinks of encouragement from Lily.
I'm sure you are.
Well, she stole the chair I usually sit in, and she's pretending to be asleep, but every once in a while she opens and gives me this the slow cat blink, which is, you know, cat courage, actually.
What about you, Gail, before you get out of bed in the morning?
Well, I start off great. So I have to get up and take my thyroid and then I go back to bed. And I usually, you know, I often will start with a meditation. And I should probably just get out of bed then. instead I get on Facebook.
Okay.
But when I do get out of bed, the dogs are there and they're loving on me and we're having snuggle fest, and it is a state of joy. Mary will stand on the edge of the bed and give me a hug. And
so, you know, because the animals, they draw from us, you know, whatever we're feeling, they want to heal us. They want us to feel better. If you've tipped into a not full love because you've gone into Facebook or whatever, you've had thoughts, you know, that weren't loving. If you are in full love mode, love vibration, when you got out of bed and you hugged them, I wonder how calm they would be through the day.
Good point.
You know, I got really aggravated over the whole driveway thing. Guess who had gas? Young Magic over here pops up with terrible gas again. And you know, when he did that before, we went into vomiting and diarrhea. And boy, if I wasn't infusing stuff with love before, I sure was then, because I did not want this little boy getting sick and then reikiing him and loving him and holding, you know, all that love in my heart. And he did not get sick. He did not get sick, but he had terrible gas all day long. And that's not normal for him. Not normal at all. It's a sign something else is going to happen. So,
yeah, Mary had a 24-hour scare.
Yeah.
She got a treatment from Rachel, but yeah.
Yeah. They're it's like this very fragile balance. And we have to step to the plate to hold the energy that's going to support all of us the best. So, you know, this next week, do your best to get into that love vibration before you get out of bed. And, you know, I'm going to hold you both in, well, and Kat, because Kat's not here. Kat's better, though. She's
oh,
better
because
she had COVID, you know, she's better, but she's still not 100%. She's sleeping a lot, you know, COVID.
She needs.
But holding all of you in that love vibration, and that's all there is. You know, that you're pure love and you're holding the energy and you're healing inside and out. And yeah, I'm excited to see how you are next week when we do our follow-up. And if you'd like to have private sessions later, I know Gail is already registered for some private sessions later. And Kimberly, if you'd like to do that, and if Kat would like to do that, you know, we'll let's talk about that. Oh, and you both get, or all of you get an hour session with me. So we need to get that scheduled.
Oh,
that was part of the registration. So you should already have received your email about the check-in. So if you'll respond to that and give me some dates and times next week, three or four that work for you, then we'll get scheduled. Okay. It was lovely to see you both. And Kimberly, my heart just breaks for you. Bless your.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's. I had to turn my camera off because I was sobbing here. You know, I'm so sorry.
I've been good with since I've taken her when I'm in public. There's been a few times when I've been here by myself that it catches me.
Mm-hmm.
But I was happy she was purring. And she's just so small. I mean, she was a big cat in her day. She's very like long and not a good jumper though, but
Well, I'm sure that purring was her thanking you for helping her. Yeah.
And saying, I love you.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to start crying again.
I know it's, I know it's the right thing, but it doesn't make it any easier.
No, it does not. It does not. You know, this little guy's 10, and so we helped the other magic cross over 10 years ago. And I still start crying even
Oh, yeah.
today. And I have this one, you know, I have him here, but it's still, you know, there are babies. There are
And,
babies.
you know, I've had, you know, Martin before her, and he was a total character, that one. And there's still times that when I think about him, I get teary too, because he was too funny. He
Yeah.
had his habits. One of his most infamous ones, which you could not leave bread on the counter. It had to be in the bread box or in a cupboard, because he would steal it and chew through the bag and take bites of all the bread he could reach.
That one does that.
Oh no. I shall have some bread. Thank you. Little plastic, yeah, nobody like that.
Oh my goodness. I can't leave like a tuna sandwich. If Magic can reach it, he'll
No.
snatch the tuna sandwich and take off with it, you know? And
That's funny.
he doesn't do that to anything else. But if it's tuna, he even eats the pickles because I put pickles in mine, sweet pickles,
Oh
and
God,
he eats
that's
it
so funny.
all of it.
Well, Vanny, as she got older, she would, when I had salad, depending on what little bits were left, but even the dressing. And I get this chicken, although last time I got it was too spicy, but it was a mildly spicy fried chicken. And if I brought it home, a lot of times I'll get it for lunch because it's sold at, believe it or not, the gas station in the next block from work. But I bring it home, and Vanny especially would eat the coating and everything.
Oh, wow.
And not super, I can't eat stuff that's super spicy, it hurts my stomach. But this was just, a little bump to spice it a little bit. And she would eat all of it, the coating, that potato chips.
Oh my gosh.
She ate potato chips,
My
pasta.
brothers had a Labrador retriever that they would throw a hamburger to her. She would eat the whole hamburger and spit out the pickles.
Oh, my
I don't
father's
know how they
dog.
could do that.
When we were kids, we had a dog, and she was basically my father's dog. But as kids, we were home with her more. But we would go to McDonald's, and she would get a hamburger, and it's exact same thing: eat it, spit the pickle up.
Yeah, I don't
Well,
know how they separate that in their mouth and swallow what they want to spit
it's
out
just
what they
like, well, that's like when you
don't.
give, when you give a pet a pill, and they eat whatever you wrapped it up in to get them to eat it, and they still spit the pill out. It's like, what the heck?
Oh yeah, the other magic I put was putting his little pills, there were three of them, in a little piece of hot dog and gave it to him. And then I looked down and he's looking up at me and said, Mom, I don't want to complain, but there was something in there, but I spit all of them out and all three pills were laying on the floor. You know, I was like, oh no, now you still have
Yeah,
to
you just made this much more difficult.
take
Vanny
those.
started to do that.
Yeah.
Because she's been taking thyroid medication for quite a while, and she was on some heart medication. And she got so that she was eating the little pill pocket thing and spitting out the not
Yeah.
eating the pill. So I started crushing it up and mixing it in like the lickable treat. That was working. And I actually switched the heart medication to a liquid form.
Oh.
So that, I could just mix all that up, and she would eat it
Yeah.
She would eat that first because she didn't want Lily to have it because I would only give that to her in the morning. So that was the only thing she was like, no, you're not having this. I'm eating it all right now.
That's too funny.
Oh,
Well, I
but
hate to break this, but I need to call my sister. It's her birthday, and it's 2 hours later there. So,
okay. Sending you all
bye.
lots of love. We'll go ahead and
You
complete,
too.
and I'll see you
Thanks.
next week.
Take care, Kimberly. You're in
You
my
too.
thoughts.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.